Now, a method for doing microscopic origami has been developed. There are more and more applications for very small three-dimensional structures, ranging from new materials, batteries, to aerials. But whilst we're very good at making minute two-dimensional structures, the third dimension is much more difficult. The Japanese, of course, developed ways of converting 2D structures to beautiful 3D ones, origami, and more recently mathematicians have formalised this process to work out exactly what you have to do to make a certain shape. But folding structures on the micrometer scale is still rather fiddly. There have been some approaches involving using liquids drying out to pull things up, but they're all quite complicated or fairly limited. However, Jenny Ryu at the University of Colorado have come up with a very neat solution. They developed a process which involves taking a sheet of polymer, so just a bit of plastic, stretching it in one direction, and then exposing it to ultraviolet light in certain areas. And this ultraviolet light kind of causes it to flow plastically a bit, and so this top surface is now happy being the size it is when it's stretched. And then unstretch it and do the same in other directions. So you have lots of areas which are kind of bigger on the top than they are at the bottom. This means if you then cut out your shape, it's already got all the stresses in it which make it just fold up into a nice structure immediately. They can change the angle the polymer folds to by changing how much exposure of ultraviolet light they put onto it. And so far they've folded up a box which is about 10 millimetres across, which isn't quite the same as a microscopic thing, but they've built computer models which show how this works, and it should go down right onto the micrometer scale, leaving all sorts of different ways in which it can be used.
UV light does have a tendency to damage polymers, though, doesn't it? So are we ending up with 3D structures that are incredibly detailed but ultimately a bit more fragile than they would have been if we did use a different technique?
They've essentially designed the polymer with areas to absorb the ultraviolet light. So it is in fact changing the polymer, but it's in a way in which they've designed it to. So I doubt it's going to be doing serious damage to it. Anyway, you're only exposing it to a few minutes. You're not leaving it outside in the sun for a year.
And then these polymers, you then presumably attach the active things that you want to the existing 3D structure, because you don't want to expose those to intense UV.
It depends what you're doing. I mean, if you're making aerial or something, you'd probably make it, put the copper on the bottom already, and you make everything flat, and you'd expose it to the UV, and it would then all fold up nicely, and you'd have a nice three-dimensional aerial. Whereas with some things, you might want to expose it, like cover it later.